The average person spends 153 minutes on these platforms. Can you guess what we're talking about today? Well, up to you. Roll the intro music. Good Monday morning and welcome back to another episode of the Daily Life Academy. I am your host, Filippo, and today, people, we are recording the podcast at 5:20 in the morning. And yes, it's great. Guys, we have had the worst week ever, being everywhere and all over the place. And literally, this was the only time. I know I promised you a guest, but there was a complication with that too. So next week, I promise you will have the live guest on the show. But for this week, enjoy social media. If you didn't guess, it was our topic of discussion today. It's social media. It's a big wide topic, but I'm gonna try to shrink it down into a 20-minute discussion, being the most informative and educational podcast it can ever be, while putting my views. Guys, before we get into the hot topic that social media is, I am going to do a little wee announcements. First of all, our merch has completed design. We have the design completed. They are nearly printed everything. Our website, if everything goes to plan, I'm sorry for the delay. I said this was going out a week ago. Should go out next week. And you can start pre-ordering the merch because it looks sick. Absolutely amazing. Like, beautiful. You know, fashion 2020 is our merch. Grab yourself a mask to stay safe. Grab yourself a hoodie to stay warm. Grab yourself a t-shirt to be, like, rocking it. Guys, stay tuned for the merch coming. It's actually amazing. Having said that, I want to thank our friends at MasterCrest to make it possible and helping me out and dealing with me changing every 2 minutes my ideas. So, thank you. Link to their social in the bio. Ladies and gentlemen, before we get, I just want to thank one more person, and that is last minute today's guest, my friend Miriam from Connecticut. She stepped in and saved the day as well. So guys, thank you. And thank you, Miriam. Ladies and gentlemen, let's get right into the topic. So, what is social media? Let's find out. If you are looking to create, share content and participate in social networking, you need social medias. Any of the apps that we use and are sitting there on our phone and we use them constantly are probably social media. Social medias is not only Snapchat, Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, no. They divide themselves into apps for reviews or conversations like Reddit or social media is also considered YouTube, where we watch videos and, yes, where we post anything that we are connecting and creating content and sharing with other people is part of social media. They, yes, divide in various sectors, such as networking, the one with the chat that you can command, and the actual media, where it's like Instagram and YouTube, where you create something and you put it out for the public to put like, dislike, or like review networks, as I mentioned, Reddit, or places like this where you comment and leave your reviews, if place you've been. Because everything works around social media these days. And that is what basically social media is. A whole bunch of apps, websites, which allow us to connect. They create globalization, basically. After probably the shortest explanation what social media is that I just gave you, which probably it was needed because all of you know it, everybody uses them. Guys, I wanna go and talk a little bit with our guests to see what is social media for them before I go and give you my lovely essay on it, you know? What is it for me? What's my experience? You'll find out soon. But first of all, guys, let's welcome Miriam to the show, and let's hear about it.
Hey, Filippo. I'm really glad to be on the show, so thanks for having me. My experience with social media is probably different from a lot of teens today, just because I personally don't have social media, for various reasons. Now, yeah, that may seem a little weird at first, and I've noticed that people usually wonder why I don't just make an account, but I've also seen, like, I've been told by several friends that actually it's sometimes better this way. I mean, I made a couple accounts here and there on Instagram and whatnot when I was younger, but you know, that was to keep in contact with some friends in other parts of the world. But I never really kept them going. Like, I didn't post and whatnot, so I never really kept them up. And that was mostly because I realized that when I did have social media, I spent so much time just sitting there and looking at other people do their own thing while I just killed time and didn't really live my life. So, also, I didn't really like how I let social media take up so much of my time with like random, ridiculous things. I don't know, like TikTok these days, that's probably the number one. Yeah, when I really could have used that time for something more beneficial to me. And I mean, like today, I actually think there's several pros and cons to social media, just because like in the world we live in today, like Snapchat and Instagram, Twitter and whatnot, all of those, they present like really easy and fun ways to communicate, like for sure, with people all around the world, like quick and easy. And you know, like give you opportunities to make new friends and stay in contact with old ones and whatnot. And like in the bigger picture, they're great because they provide great like platforms and opportunities to bring awareness and whatnot. And you know, to like a vast audience and so little time and like really easily. You know, to share information, share interests, which I think that's great. So for sure, definitely, like there's some good pros to it. But however, like I have realized that it's really easy for people to like use it negatively, and especially with girls, I'd say, but with anyone really, it's easy to let social media affect your self-esteem or your beliefs, and that's something that I know I wouldn't want for myself. So I guess overall, I haven't had really bad experiences with social media, and I think that it can open up so many doors in itself. But personally, I can say that it's not something really necessary for my life. And yeah, I mean, while it's definitely useful and fun, having Snapchat or Instagram accounts is something I would almost only appreciate because they allow me to expand my social life like really easily. So yeah, I guess that's kind of my thoughts on social media. Great to be on the show. Thank you for having me again, and hope to see you soon.
Thanks, Miriam. Thanks. And guys, she's amazing. She stepped in at the last minute. So thank you so much for being on the show, honestly. Save the day. And actually, you're the perfect person for this because I grew up in the same way as you. I wasn't allowed social media and I didn't have social media for a long time. And still to this day, I don't have my personal accounts on social medias. Yeah, I mean, I have WhatsApp and stuff like this. But guys, the way that we grew up, it was a little different because of our parents, but I want to tell you a little story that led to my parents behaving like this. When Facebook was created in February 2004, my dad had to have it. He installed it, created an account, and posted a few pictures, added a few friends, and was connected. After less than a year of use, he decided to remove himself from Facebook. He saw stuff on Facebook that wasn't appropriate and stupid and didn't think it was a platform he wanted to be on. He goes through the process of deleting his account and gets guaranteed that after 30 days, his account and information will be completely erased and removed. After 10 years, he receives an email saying his account had been activated and that he could log in using his old password. Guys, this goes to show. Social media are there and they'll always be there. And any information you put on them, no matter if you delete it, erase it, cancel it, dismantle it will always be there. Once you post something on the internet, it remains fixed. You cannot get rid of it. And that is why my parents decided that we weren't gonna have social medias. And honestly, I only see it now, but I'm grateful they did like this. I'm grateful that although, yes, I made some secret account and got caught, but they stopped me from. Because I'm grateful that now that I need a job or stuff, when you need a job or career or advancing in university in your studies, now that the world depends on social media so much, anything you have done in the past, anything you did, said, gets skimmed. You're on a scheme. You become what you are on social media. You want to go out and get drunk and post it out, you will look like the drunk person. And I'm sure with my stupidity when I was young, I probably would have done, of course, not drinking and get drunk, but like maybe something stupid, said a comment, said something that would have impacted me negatively in the future. So with this little story, guys, I want you to start thinking, what is it that you post on social medias? And in my opinion, social medias are ruining our brain. I'm not ditching Facebook, but before Facebook, there was something else. Facebook generated after an app called 2.0. 2.0 had been created by two Italian people. And it was basically Facebook. Chiara Ferragni had got her start off it. That app, one day, got shut down by the people that owned it. Imagine this. You had Facebook in your hands, and you managed not to make anything out of it. Not a single cent. You need talent for that. But no, jokes apart, guys. Honestly, I have this idea that social media are destroying our brains, and I'm gonna tell you how. What is the... But first of all, I wanna get you in the zone. What is the first thing you do in the morning? Is it go brush your teeth or check your phone? I think what the answer that you are gonna give is check your phone. And I'm not being judgmental because I do it too. We are so focused on checking what goes on in social media. I opened my phone this morning and it was 5 a.m. And there was about 100 notifications. Text there, post there, like that picture, post that picture, reply to that message, reply to that group chat, reply to this, post that, check your status, look at this. Or we are so robotized, that's not a word. We are so become such robots that we have to follow what social media give us. This is how social media is going to ruin our brain. First thing first, it edits our life. Okay, think of this. Think of all the career stepping stones you've had. Think of the achievement you've done in life. Think of the day out with your friends, the dinners, the vacation and holiday you took with your family. Think of all of that. We love those memories. Those are the memories we want to keep forever. But many people are not happy enough with just the memory. They want something physical to bring. So they take souvenirs. They take pictures. And that's great. That's an amazing way. The opportunity that we can take great pictures right from our phone, it's amazing. But once we decide to post those pictures on social media, that's when things change. We doctrinate ourselves to be perfect on social medias. Once we post an Instagram picture, it has to look extremely professional, with the right light, with the right effect. We precise everything so that people like it, they share it, they comment. And that like, share, comment is like a drug. We need to have it. We need to have it. We need our life to be determined by social media. We are a negative comment, boom, our life crashes because we didn't achieve that. People didn't like that. I wanted this to be this, but it wasn't that. You know, we become so generalized in having to post what people want that is not ourselves. Our profiles on social medias may portray the ideal picture that we want of ourselves. We become fake without personality. Everybody's equal to everybody. You go on Instagram now, everybody's wearing those shoes. Everybody's getting this. Everybody's equal. They change the phone, I get that phone. They do this, I have to get that. You know, there's influencers, and I'm one of them, guys, but I know I'm aware what I'm saying, and it sounds negative towards social media, and I'm not ditching social media. I think social media is for people like me that like to create and stuff like this is an amazing way for us to express ourselves, our feelings, our idea in a creative way, and yes, make either money from it or make it has become a career for a lot of people. But it's something great. If you have a heart artistic aspect, or if you create art, music, you are able with these platforms to share it to the world and show who you really are. But after we become enslaved of social medias, because we need to look in a certain way for people to like us or to accept us, or we have to fit into this thing, then it becomes horrible. We spend so many hours a day that we don't even realize it. If I asked you, what's the first thing you do in the morning? Brush your teeth or check your phone? Is check your phone. And that is worrying. And it's worrying for me too. I need to stop that too. But that shows that our life is monetized around social medias. If I went to my school, stood in the middle of everybody, and asked to put their hand up who had social medias, I think there wouldn't be one. And that goes to show, we live for social medias. Social media was created as a platform for creators to share content, and now everybody is Instagram profile 1, profile 2, post this, and if you think, you're maybe saying, no, I don't spend a lot of time on social medias, I spend 5 minutes here and there. Yeah, but 5 minutes here and there, they add up. And then, because you need to post, because you got the like, and you need to keep the likes coming, and you need to keep popularity contest here going on, the amount of hours wasted, it's incredible. Everything revolves around social medias. Everything. We edit our life, and we appreciate, like, example, we look at a sunset, and instead of saying how beautiful and appreciate that, we take a picture so that it looks good, and at the end of the day, we didn't even enjoy the sunset. We just so focused on taking the picture right for Instagram. We are wasting time in our life, and it's incredible sometimes how much time we manage to waste for social medias. Before I close it off, I want to give you a little another point. Our self-esteem on social media gets destroyed. You're scrolling through Instagram and you see people traveling the world having fun when you're stuck at home. How does that make you feel about yourself? Great or even worse? Even worse. And that affects our personal being, our mental health. There's all this discussion about mental health and the importance of mental health. But if we monetize our life via social media, you can even say goodbye to our mental health. Because there's not been a time, me personally, that after I scrolled to Instagram or posted a picture or got a like, or did the same thing with WhatsApp, I posted a status or did this, that I felt good about myself. Oh my God, look what have I achieved. No. There was always somebody that made a bad comment, somebody that didn't like it, somebody that didn't follow you back. And then what do we feel? I am not good enough for that person. And goes back to the topic I was saying 2 minutes ago, where we need to change. So guys, the moral of my podcast today is, yes, you want to create, go create, but be yourself. Don't be enslaved by society and social media. They don't like your picture. Fantastic. They don't need to like your picture. They don't like your video. Awesome. Amazing. Don't care. My podcast, I am not famous as I want to. Of course, if I become the next David Dobrik, happy. But if I'm not, and I've had people telling me your podcast is shit to my face, and I said, amazing, thank you. Thank you very much. You know why I appreciate that? Because although they have to be the negative one and despise and spread, I feel good about myself because at the end of the day, they listened. Because they cannot make a judgment if they didn't listen. So they must have listened. And I got the views. So at the end of the day, guys, I mean, feel good about what you do and don't change for anyone else. And if social media, you see it being intoxicated, get off it. I did that. I deleted everything for the start from the start of quarantine to about June. I had no text on WhatsApp. I had nothing. I wasn't on YouTube. I wasn't on Spotify. I wasn't nothing. Nothing. I was completely away. And you can ask my friends. They went to dig for my phone number. They went phone numbers exactly. They went to find the last resource they knew they could reach me on. Nowadays, if you ask somebody to text and they don't have WhatsApp, it's a pain because it costs them money. WhatsApp is not free, people. Everything seems so easy to know. I don't pay because I snap you or instead of paying for a text. Guys, listen, you're paying for data or you're paying for Wi-Fi, so at the end of the day, you're paying. Nothing is free. Nothing is gifted. And if you want to reach me, fantastic. Give me a call. If it's important, you ring me. That's the theory I go on. That's the theory that I grew up with. And to be honest, I appreciate it. Because only now I see what my father and my mother wanted to put in me. Anyway, and also, guys, if you have to be negative, don't start bullying people online. You want to tell them you don't disagree? Fantastic. Do face-to-face, tell them you don't agree. Don't hide behind the screen and insult people because you're at the end of the day, you're not happy about yourself. You're just jealous. So, guys, I cut it short because it's nearly 6 in the morning and I've been chanting away here. And I'm actually super tired. But, guys, I hope you enjoyed the podcast this morning. And apologies again for being a little bit later than usual. Thanks a million to Miriam. But before we close it off, guys, I want to give you one last thought. And to say that my podcast wouldn't be possible for social media. So I do appreciate it. Don't think I don't. And especially I appreciate Anchor. Anchor, guys, is this amazing app that allows you to create a podcast literally in the easiest way possible. It has creator tools which allow you to edit your podcast right from your phone or computer. Guys, I'm doing it right now. Mic plugged into my phone, recording away. Any time of the day, anywhere, it's super easy. Then, Anchor distributes your podcast for you to the biggest platforms such as Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, and much more. Guys, as I said before, my podcast has gone everywhere a week after I was posting it, thanks to Anchor. And I didn't do anything. I didn't have to worry about sending it to everybody and getting approved. Anchor does it all for you. And the beauty of it is completely free. So guys, if you want to create content and do something and start a podcast, why don't you check our friends at Anchor? Download the free Anchor app on the App Store or go to Anchor FM to get started. You can check us out on anchor.fm/Daily Life Academy and you find every podcast there. But yes, to conclude, I want to remind you one more time that anything you post on social media is always there and you cannot take it away. So be careful what you post. Stay safe, guys, at this time, also with COVID. Protect yourself, protect others, and wear a mask. Please, the numbers are going up again in various places. So stay safe, eh? Protect others. Let's get this over with. And fantastic. Guys, I will see you next week. And everything goes well. We have our first live guest. Stay tuned for that. Peace out, people. Have a good Monday morning. Bye. Roll out your music.